a million spectators from around the corner and across the globe. Come celebrate 30 years of the rainbow and join us in sending a message to the world that we're here, we're queer, and we're going to stay. Welcome to Pride. More info at vancouverpride.ca.
You're listening to C.
Ooh, yeah.
I.
Hello.
T.
Yeah.
R.
Woo-hoo.
101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby, no, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
But noise! 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 Noise!
It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. That means it's time for A Noise with Luke Meat. That's me. And coming up in the next hour and a half, all the noise that's fit to play. Lots of stuff to talk about going around town, namely in the cinematic vein, actually. We'll get to that a little bit later. We've got some new stuff. We'll, of course, talk about what's going on at Fake Jazz Wednesdays. And as always, we'll end the show with something off of the Nurse with Wound list. However, going to start it kind of mellow here, and I haven't played this one in a while. It's a gorgeous day out. Sit back and relax and listen to the crowdtastic sounds of Cluster from Cluster 71.
Thank you.
Elise is in front of it. It is dark. Space is neutral. It is cold. Stars occupy minute areas of space. They are clustered a few billion here and a few billion there, as if seeking consolation in numbers. Space does not care. Space does not threaten. Space does not comfort. It does not sleep. It does not wake. It does not dream. It does not hope. It does not fear. It does not love. It does not hate. It does not encourage any of these qualities. Space cannot be measured. It cannot be angered. It cannot be placated. It cannot be summed up. Space is there. Space is not large and it is not small. It does not live and it does not die. It does not offer truth and neither does it lie. Space is a remorseless, senseless, impersonal fact. Space is the absence of time and of matter.
European sun. You spit on those under 21. But now your blue cars are gone. You better sit so long. Hey, bye, bye, bye. You made your wallpapers green. You want to make love to the sea. Your European sun is gone. You better sit so long. Your clouds kicking you by.
the Velvet Underground off the now infamous Norman Dolph acetate album. No, that's not the original, of course. That is a wonderful reissue. They say they're actually going to clean it up and reissue it properly, like digitally and stuff. I hope they don't. I really, really enjoy the years and years and years of surface noise that this record's collected over the time. And, yeah, for all you Velvet Underground fans, tomorrow night at the Pacific Cinematheque, they are showing the Velvet Underground and Nico film, shot, of course, by Andy Warhol. The film consists of two reels of long, uninterrupted takes. At first, the camera just records, sort of playing along with the music, and then it begins to behave erratically, panning and zooming in an arbitrary manner. Changes in speed and camera angles were crucial to the minimalist technique of Warhol, who, as painter-turned-director, was interested in exploring the continuity in both space and time of an actual experience. Showing tomorrow, Pacific Cinematheque, July 17th, 7:30 p.m. And I'll warn you, I've heard some people that have seen it just say it's really, really, really erratic. And some people I know have walked out of it. But if you're a big enough fan, one thing I've always admired about the Velvet Underground is that they've had very, very limited film techniques. Like in this age of YouTube and everyone recording everything, it's kind of a pleasure to see some rare footage of one of the most influential bands of all time. What else did you have in that set? We had some Hawkwind. It's sunny out. I always like listening to Hawkwind when it's sunny out because it's just so absurdly spacely psychedelic. And you heard Dark Corridor and Space is Deep off of Space Ritual. And we started you off there right at half past with a wonderful reissue of Germany's Cluster. This, their very first album, kindly re-released by the Four Men with Beards record label, recorded all the way back in January of 1971. No Krautrock collection is complete without this one, the one that pretty much started it all, if you ask me. Well, top of the noon to you. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is A Noise. Luke Mead here at the helm. And for the next 20 minutes, Vancouver, you are going to be unleashed on you one of the best-kept secrets about our city. In my hot little hands, I hold a brand-new pressed vinyl copy of Jihad by Tunnel Canary. Formed nearly 30 years ago at the height of Vancouver, BC's early punk scene amidst Canadian hardcore progenies like DOA, No Exit, and the Subhumans, Tunnel Canary emerged with a sound more common in the then-incubating UK power electronic scene, with a militant attitude lifestyle more in line with straight-edge hardcore or East Asian aestheticism. Influenced by avant-garde guitarists like Fred Frith and Keith Rowe, contemporary electronic composers like Tudor, Stockhausen, and Cage, and no-wave bands like Mars DNA, Tunnel Canary produced a volatile and often violent mix of pure noise, synthesizer music, free improv, and confrontational performance art, centered around the chaotic guitar noise antics and synth compositions of guitarist Ala Kahin, now Nathan Holliday, coupled with the accusatory and often absolutely hysterical caterwauling of vocalist Ebra Zyron, and supported by the tasteful and powerful bass punctuations of David Scheftel, Tunnel Canary's unique sound sits somewhere in the spheres of post-industrial, proto-power electronics, and noise, while remaining outside the aesthetic trappings of any one of these genres. Well, get this. Saturday, July 19th at the Sweatshop, Tunnel Canary will be reuniting and performing at the Sweatshop. And there is also a documentary film on Tunnel Canary. And there's rare vintage video footage of them performing on the streets of Vancouver, as well as in local nightclubs dating all the way back from 1978 to 1983. And it's just going to be a crazy, crazy night. And if this album is any idea of what's going to be happening on Saturday, I hope you check this out. We're going to listen to Side One of Jihad, recorded 1980, originally released in 1981 as Erdang on the cassette compilation Stitching Small Tears. This is Tunnel Canary with Jihad on a Noise.
You're gonna have it!
Vancouver's Tunnel Canary reunited, and it feels so good. Yes, indeedy, playing at the Sweatshop this Saturday, featuring a documentary on that band and the scene, the noise art scene from 1978 to 1983. The Jihad album you just heard there, available on Rundown Sun Records, based right here in Vancouver. Check them out at www.rundownsun.com. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. And as always, what's going on at Fake Jazz Wednesdays? Fake Jazz Wednesdays, your best place for noise at the lovely Cobalt Hotel. What is going on this week? We have Fake Sleep, Monkst, Ian Gregory James, Empty Love, Magnetic Ring, and Anna playing tonight. Fake Jazz, always affordable. It promises to be a night of drums, so check that out. And if you want to visit their MySpace page, it's just myspace.com/FakeJazzWednesdays. Let's listen to someone that's playing tonight. This is Monkst.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Right, you are CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Half past 12 here. Stay tuned at 1 o'clock. We've got the Afternoon Yak. We've got The Green Majority, hosted by CIUT, Canada's only environmental show. And then at 2 o'clock, we've got Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio, a go-go. 5 o'clock, Canadian Voices. 6:30 this week is Sam Squatch's Hideaway. All Canadian content all the time. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val. 10 o'clock, Juice Box with Julia. And 11 o'clock, Mr. Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. We're going to move into a little bit more musical territory because show's coming up in a couple months that got my old, my inner indie boy really excited. September 5th, 2008 at Numo's in Seattle, Paulvo and Trans Am are playing, and Paulvo have been asked to reunite to play all tomorrow's parties, and the reviews have been pretty glowing. And I was wondering if they could redeem themselves from the last time that they came to Vancouver back in 97 when they played the Starfish Room and they had an utterly disastrous show there. So I'm going to go check them out. And Trans Am never, ever, ever fail to impress live. They've always really known how to entertain. And so if you're interested, if you're an old man like me, you know, I think I'm going to go down. But either way, we're going to hear some Paulvo in this set. And right now, here is some classic Trans Am.
Bye.
Before I can do the show.
You're starting tonight.
Well, do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Yes, indeed. Biltmore Cabaret, always a great venue. I'm heard they just threw a rocker there on Friday with the Vancouver CD release party. Best of luck to them. And we're gonna keep on going here. By the way, you're always welcome to request anything at lukemead@hotmail.com. And I'm about to answer one of those requests right now. We're going to have to actually, I'm going to put a request ahead of the nurse list, actually. And just a listener and wanted to hear some Wayne Butane. And who am I to deny him that? So remember, Wayne Butane once in a while has a few blue words and sounds and stuff like that. So if there's any kids listening out there, change the station right now or plug in your headphones so mom doesn't hear. And yeah, this is Wayne Butane, Pay Before Pumping Part 2. And we'll be back to talk to you right before 1 o'clock.
Thank you for joining us on the second half of our musical montage. Here to add body to our musical montage, the full brass sounds of Charlie Joaquino and the Gay Pops Orchestra.
Shut up already!
Don't let your past experiences, or worse, your past conditioning, get in the way of what you hear today. Just realize that this is truly
as unappetizing as possible.
New deodorant, sure and natural.
The unpleasant taste or odor of these sprays will help turn these objects of desire into things you avoid at all costs.
There comes a day when you realize
what could be more important than
chronic diarrhea.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm very disturbed.
The taxi driver will become your friend more quickly if you can speak to him in his native German.
Und aber auch tapfer ist und ihr müsst friedfertig sein.
Grandpa, can I marry you?
Sure.
Enjoy the peace of mind.
He was the last president.
He was the best president we ever had.
I said, I am sorry.
How you doing?
Hello.
First, we were kind of partial to Shirley Temple's pussy, but,
Ooh, I like that. Ooh.
They might drill a hole in your head to let the devils escape.
And that sucks.
Sounds like your moped won't start.
And I had toured with him, in fact, a couple of years ago.
Hey, Shirley.
Both of us
were. This is Squirrely.
Opening
up. You've got your ears on.
Lying. Kick my ass, kick my ass, kick my ass.
When I say the word muffin, do you think of something to eat for breakfast or lunch?
No!
It is one of my favorites, too.
Learning to like wallpaper is like pushing a purple straw hat through a keyhole.
I'm gonna ask you, Sir Nichols,
there's no official word yet, but according to the LA Times,
you can't push the piano through the bathroom door.
Oh, yeah! Ooh, I'm afraid this is getting too technical for me.
You know, one of my main problems is uncorking
my butt.
A good bell-shaped corkscrew is ideal for home use.
Yeah.
Did you learn something from the story you just heard?
Yeah.
I do hope so.
Yep, Spider-Man doesn't fool around either.
Then that is who you should give your praise and blessings to.
Spider-Man!
Un momento de buen humor.
We asked Paul McCartney what plans they had while in Miami, and this is what he answered.
Fuck yeah!
We can do it. Nothing to it.
Some of you may get just a little dizzy, but don't pay too much attention to it. That will pass away.
Huh?
Pass away.
This is the story of the saggy baggy elephant.
This book is the word of God. Trust it, study it, love it, and most of all, do right.
Me do right.
Let's open our little golden book to the very first page, and there we see
giant dildo.
Oh, yes, he loves to fish with boys.
Who does it sound like to you, Robin?
Johnny Mathis.
Perhaps a frontal lobotomy would be the answer.
Stop by any Checker Auto and get a coupon good for...
X-Lax.
Oh. It won't stick to your face.
It didn't stick.
Yeah. Meanwhile, at
Marshall Crenshaw's house,
the boss is coming to dinner.
Bridge.
Captain, the center section of City Bridge is collapsing. Dead ahead.
Where's that confounded bridge?
Hey, what gives? We're falling right through the bridge.
Out of the Batmobile, quick. It's sinking.
Now look. The collapsed bridge is disappearing.
Has anybody seen the bridge?
And the real bridge is visible beyond it.
Yes, Robin.
What are these strange blips on our radar scope?
The following is a series of high-frequency tones. Set Pleasance Control.
When you want to play outdoors and you can't because it is raining, I think you say the name of this next song. It is...
God damn it!
A public service message from the President of the United States.
I have no knowledge of that. I have absolutely no knowledge of that.
Happy the Clown rushed up to him and said, I award you my red nose. Then Boris the Monster Clown gave him his orange fright wig. And Mr. Bones gave him his polka dot clown shirt. From now on, you're one of us, they said.
I have no knowledge of that. I have absolutely no knowledge of that. I have no knowledge of that.
You're a lion-sized bitch.
I have no knowledge of that.
That looks brown.
A little bit around the edges. That doesn't matter.
It's beating the same stuff.
I have no knowledge of that.
Can see if we can't come up with a more likely explanation for his repeated failure.
I have absolutely no knowledge of that.
What we've just heard is only a half-hearted attempt, so vague it's meaningless.
And that's all I can comment on.
Seize him! Destroy him! Wow! He shot flames from both hands and his mouth.
Is this rather prevalent in England now? Are there many kids wearing
polka dot clown shirts?
Yeah, well, you see, I mean, this is only the teenagers. I'm not talking about older people.
You know, you make me wanna...
Smart.
People should not be able to raise questions and erode people's moral authority in this country. Now, people should not be able to raise questions and erode people's moral authority in this country. People should not be able to raise questions. People should not be able to raise questions. People should not be able to raise questions. Should not be able to raise questions. We live in a time when there is a great deal of question raising. It seems to be the order of the day. People should not be able to raise questions and erode people's moral authority in this country.
Knight sure likes to throttle that over stuff, Beluga. Yeah.
I think you should ask whatever questions you want to ask. Thank you very much.
They pooped in my shoe.
Fuck!
That's no way to talk.
Sometimes he would even take the Lord's name in vain.
Here, have some carrots, Ted.
I don't like carrots. I don't want any.
Ted, take some carrots.
I don't want any.
Ted. It's for your own good, Ted. Take some carrots.
Oh, all right.
Come right up and wash the dots and do that to me one more time.
Girl, Kmart's back-to-school selection is...
Not a pretty sight.
With us today is Dr. Hans
Mathis,
Associate Professor of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation at New York University, and author of the book...
Eat Some Carrots.
What our listeners would like to know, I think, Dr.
Mathis,
is how they can get rid of their backache and then avoid it in the future.
Wollen Sie ein Zimmer mit Aussicht auf die Straße oder auf das Meer?
Thank you, Dr. Hans
Mathis,
for helping our listeners to learn more about
quesadillas with pine nuts and goat cheese.
Presented as a public service by the
Toxic Chemicals
Company.
Out of sight.
What's your name?
My name is Alanis. I'm a white chip singer.
For crying out loud.
I can't hear through all that jabbering.
Dr. Apgar, who are the high-risk mothers?
Hi, boys and girls. I'm Jimmy Carl Black. I'm the Indian of the group.
It's your mother.
How to get appointments by telephone.
I come over there. You come. Yeah, I am right here. Come on up here then. Bring your ass on up here. I'll see how you call. Come on up here.
You don't want me to kick your ass, do you?
I'll kill your ass.
Through the power of the spoken word, the telephone can carry your ideas to people throughout the land.
Would it be permissible for me to maneuver your donuts?
No.
Ideas which create desire for your product or service.
I didn't order any centipedes.
The telephone makes it possible for you to build prestige and promote goodwill.
You low-down, low-down, dirty motherfucker!
Let him do most of the talking and listen attentively.
I'm not paying it, period. I don't know what else to tell you. I did not order putty. You go get yourself some lawyers and I'll go get mine and we'll see who ordered putty.
Listen attentively and at the first opportunity, speak... But speak in a lower tone than you would use normally.
Is it something that's going to make a whole lot of money? Yes, it is.
It involves the sale of mangoes
This presentation may be changed, modified,
adapted.
A new version of Fantasy Island?
Oh, fuck! Ah! 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 Oh, my God! Ah!
Someone should have warned them about...
The wax figurine of the Kaiser.
Not you, too.
Kiss off, Slappy!
Squeeze it.
A heap of stones is not an attractive sight.
So,
weasel...
This is Oliver Dragon, the poet laureate of Kukla, Fran, and Ollie.
Sounds like too much work. I'd rather just go
fuck my sister.
I'd like to see that. Yes.
Why don't we just have some
full, complete sexual pleasure?
Everybody does some bad thing.
I love my...
TT. Squeeze it.
Meanwhile, at Johnny Mathis's house...
These people are on crack and they're pimping and all this other stuff.
Sounds good to me.
Hi, I'm Debbie Gibson, and this has to be the silliest I have ever heard.
I don't know where to start.
I want you to start from the beginning and play...
This Descent
all over again.
Sounds good to me.
What? Where's my pants?
Und von dem Leben so schön und so wunderbar...
Very good. And push on his hind quarters with your left hand.
I must have drowned it in this Miss Davy Jones's locker.
Oh, I could plan in your comedic way.
When this is and he pain of speech,
you can't even tell I'm peeling.
This man is mine.
I love you.
Hold me.
That's one of the greatest things about this music.
Which contains benzoyl peroxide.
Repeats over and over the same words. Repeats over and over the same words. Repeats over and over the same words. The same phrase. The same phrase. The same phrase. Over and over the same words. Over and over the same words. Same words. The same phrase. The same phrase. For the next few seconds, this record will be silent. Over and over the same words. Over and over.
I don't care!
What could be better than a nice hot bowl of alcoholic beverages?
Your uterus is working very, very hard.
Well, there you have it. Some Wayne Butane for you off of Pay Before Pumping. This is Pay Before Pumping Part 2. And good old Wayne can be visited on the lovely technology known as MySpace. And he's under the music's file. And it's just MySpace.com/WayneButane. And give him a shout. He's very nice. And he'll be more than happy to sell you some stuff. And it's totally worth the money, if you ask me. That just about does it for yet another edition of